answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Hey everyone, it's Grant Plattner here. I think as many of you know, over the past couple days, I have faced some very serious allegations, and I just want to make it clear, this is all false. The things that have been claimed did not happen. It's not real. It has placed an immense amount of weight on me as I think about what needs to happen now. Amy and I are regular people. We were not looking for this experience. We were not looking to get into politics. We had no desire to run for office. I just want you to think about like what you would do as a regular person in a position where a much larger world,
don't cry,
large forces were working against you personally to accuse you of the worst thing that a person could do, and it was not remotely true. I learned about this through press inquiries with no time to truly respond, no time for investigations before a corporate media system and the political establishment got to act as judge, jury, and executioner.
Yeah.
Accusations are supposed to be the beginning of things.
Yes.
Not the end.
Yes. That's Graham Plattner in his opening statement announcing he was withdrawing as a elected candidate in the primary to run for Senate on behalf of the Democrat Party against Susan Collins, so they could replace her and maybe get another seat in the Senate and get closer to controlling Trump. Now, when he says, I first learned about this from the news media, I think what he's referring to, I first learned that I was being accused by women I know that they're claiming I raped them. Now, I want you to keep something in mind, folks. Keep something in mind here. They are accusations. They're not proven. They haven't been proven in court. The public court is a different thing than an actual court. But even then, Democrats stood beside him. Despite these women coming forward, more than one saying he had raped them, sexually molested them in some way, and evidence surfaced that he had been on a social media site called Kick that has various sexual illustrations and things of that nature, supposedly for an adult audience. Whether or not only adults were seeing it is not clear. And in one video catch from that, Graham Plattner is standing there with just a bath towel around his waist. So he knew he did that because he was actively doing it. But he didn't realize the media was going to catch up. But either way, he thought, well, they want me to win. And he apparently was also guilty of texting sex messages on Kick and everything when he was married. And his wife found out probably from the media as well. But as he said, we never wanted to get in there. We were not thinking in politics. We just wanted to live our lives like normal people. A normal guy doing a job as an oyster farmer, basically, with a Nazi tattoo, which he claims I didn't even know what that was, harassing women, maybe raping, molesting, and cheating on his wife. Now, that's all between him and his wife. And she had also, according to some reports, had made complaints against him as to how he abused her. Now, I don't have all those in front of me, and I could care, I should correct that. I was going to say I could care less. I do care for her if she was a victim of it. And she's a victim in this as well right now. But it all falls on Graham Plattner. Now, there are a lot of things you can dismiss and say, well, it's not proven. I will agree with that. The allegations by the women, one going public, is not a conviction. But the Democrat Party is always reaching the lowest of the depths they can to find anybody that can beat Trump. And they apparently did not do much of a vetting. I think something like $7,000 was spent to vet Graham Plattner before they basically endorsed him. Senator Bernie Sanders says, that's my man. Elizabeth Warren saying, he's my kind of man. And then Plattner in that statement, just short of crying, did he not make you feel sorry for him? I wouldn't be here. They put me into this spot. Give me a freaking break. Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors, USA. And yes, this is the kind of fire we carry in every program for you. That's why you don't want to miss one. And by chance you do, remember everything goes up as a podcast later. At Newstalk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA Facebook, or anywhere you want to get your podcast, simply search Larry Connors USA. But we're here on the air for you every day, Monday through Friday from 6 to 8. And when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. I had someone the other day comment, well, I watch it. You get a little agitated on the air visually. No kidding? I thought my voice probably gave you that impression anyway. But you can watch. How do you do it? You go to Newstalk STL Rumble, Facebook, or Twitter. Larry Connors USA Rumble, Facebook. And if you do pull up as a podcast later, please push share. Send it on to others that need to start listening. And I thank you for that. And with Larry Connors USA, I promise you every day, you're going to get news, analysis, commentary, and education. You leave this hour with more knowledge than you have as we begin the hour. And perfect example is coming up. My guest in the next segment will be talking about sports betting. Good thing, bad thing, what can be happening, what will be changing, what will happen with sports betting. But you want to place a bet on what he's going to say? Put your money on the table right now. That's still to come. But back to Graham Plattner saying, they tortured me, I'm out of here.
We believe that for the movement to continue, can't be made. And for that reason,
I'm gonna die. I'm gonna cry.
We are suspending campaign operations. This is incredibly difficult because I know that some will think it's an admission of guilt, and it most certainly is not. We're not doing it because of the allegations. We're doing it because of the structures that are being taken away from us by those in power. And I also feel an immense amount of responsibility.
You should.
To everyone who has worked so hard to get us to where we are.
Now, one of the other things he points out, that all of this got ratcheted up and he was going to stand firm, but he was facing a time deadline, and he says the timeline actually came into play, and I didn't have my Democrat friends standing with me anymore.
I think it's really important to understand why this is happening in the timeline, why this is happening right now, much like October when the first attack started, much like the news that was created the week before the primary. There is a reason that this is happening now. I only have until July 13th until I am officially the nominee. This was the last week to try to get me off of the ballot. And that's why this is occurring.
So the timeline was there. He said, it's all happening because of this now. I had a certain time to make this happen. It is a crucial time for the party. The party needs to nominate someone. As long as Plattner officially files paperwork with the Secretary of State withdrawing his name from the ballot before Monday, 5 Eastern time, the main Democrat Party would have until July 27 to nominate a replacement. Already candidates are lining up. One of them who had served dealing with COVID in Maine got a high name recognition at that point for the Maine Center for Disease Control and Prevention and ran for the Democrat primary for governor, lost that. Well, now he says, well, I want to race for the Senate now. And Plattner says, those who were there for me, they're now helping. And he's talking about the Democrats. They're crushing me.
Allegations, though, that have brought us to where we are. It's the fact that they are being used by the political establishment to put structural pressure on us. We live in a political system that is not built for normal people. It is a system that is built structurally to make sure that movements like ours cannot flourish. That if they begin to succeed, they can be crushed.
So the Dems are obviously now having to admit we got to look for another candidate. But Texas Senator Cruz makes a strong point, which I'd stated just yesterday.
And I will say it is a sad expose of the Democrat Party because they're going to take him out. Plattner will be gone, which he should have been gone a long, long time ago. He should have been off the ballot. Someone like this should not be in the United States Senate. But they're doing this. The only reason that they turned on him is because his poll numbers dropped and they believed, this guy's going to lose. Let's dump him overboard and find someone else. And by the way, the someone else, if they find another Nazi, communist, oyster farmer, racist, misogynist, sexual predator, if his poll numbers are decent, they'll stick with him. If his poll numbers drop, they'll dump him.
That's true. That is so true. And Plattner insists we were doing something good for man and for the nation.
What we have accomplished here, you made possible. The people of Maine, the volunteers, the voters, the grassroots donors. And I have all the faith in the world that we could win if we could continue to harness that. But the brutal political reality is that they are going to take everything away from us. Those in power who have the ability to do so are using these allegations as an excuse to take away all of the things that we need to run a campaign. We are going to lose our ability to fundraise.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to lose our ability to access voter data. We are going to lose all of the things that any campaign needs on the basic level simply to function. Larger organizations, the national level party, the bigger donor networks, they have all committed to spending no money in this race if I'm in it. Mm-hmm. They would rather see Susan Collins win than have me be the next senator from Maine.
Yeah, and they don't want to back you, period. That's what it comes down to. So Plattner basically is appealing to the grassroots people of Maine. You still have a voice. Help me, help me, help me.
What comes next needs to come from the people. Needs to come from the people of Maine. Needs to come from the voters who on June 9th, at a strength of over 150,000, the largest number in the history of Maine primaries, said no to this kind of politics. Voted for a politics that would actually represent them. Voted against the political system, against the donor class, against the entrenched forces. And I'm not asking for how this process is going to work. I'm not trying to dictate to anyone who it should be or how we get there, but I will say this. It needs to be open, transparent, and democratic. It needs to be reflecting the will and the values of the people that built this movement, the people that showed up on June 9th. People in D.C. need to stay in D.C. Decisions should not be made in back rooms by people in places of political power. Party apparatchiks are not the ones to make these decisions. These decisions need to be made in the open by the people of this state.
In other words, he's saying, rally around the flag here, the Plattner flag. Ain't going to happen. But what is going to happen? Already we've got some candidates coming forward, as I mentioned. But there's also another thing in play here. And that is, how are they going to nominate someone else moving forward? I'm going to be breaking that down in more detail before we wrap up this hour, because there's a lot to this Plattner story, and I've already spent enough time on it for right now, but I want to take a break from it, and we'll come back, because I want you to hear how some are thinking, even inside Susan Collins, the current senator from Maine, that Plattner's baggage, they thought it would give her the best shot at re-election, but now they think that him leaving makes her re-election tougher. Well, how does that play out in their mind? We'll be getting into that for you so you'll have a better understanding. Because I got to tell you, we're talking about Democrats who were standing there solidly with him until they weren't. But as Senator Cruz said, and I repeated remarks of Ari Fleischer, former press secretary for Bush, that they find someone that could be just as bad as Plattner, but if they're polling okay, they'll run that person. They don't care. They just want to find somebody. Somebody. Bueller, are you in the room? All right, we will have more on the Plattner story and how Maine is going to have to try to deal with who they're going to put back in place and how fast do they have to do it. Plus, you're going to hear a message I want to share of a young child, a fourth grader, and what they're doing to recognize the value of America. A listener sent me this, and I want you to hear it. And also, betting on sports. You like it or not? Well, it's our story next. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying Gesundheit, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesundheit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington.
McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected.
That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com.
This is News Talk STL.
I was born in the rain on the Ponza train underneath the Louisiana moon. I don't mind the strain of a hurricane. They come around every June. The high black water, a devil's daughter. She's hot, she's cold, and she's mean. But nobody taught her. It takes a lot of water to wash away New Orleans.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Welcome back. It's been estimated by Grandview Research that looking back in 2024, the U.S. online gambling market was expected to grow from $12.6 billion in 2024 to $22-plus billion by 2030. And it's possibly even going beyond that, maybe? Well, there is one group, an independent media company, a legalized sports betting and prediction market, that is apparently helping reshape the wagering industry, Pass the Wire, founded by handicapper, racing analyst, John Stetton. Now he's got a partner coming on board, former Dallas Mavericks president, general manager, minority owner, Frank Zaccanelli. Frank, glad to have you on board, sir.
Glad to be here, sir.
So tell me why you, again, are getting involved with sports betting. As I just pointed out to the audience, you have been the former Dallas Mavericks president, general manager, and minority owner previously.
Well, you know, interestingly enough, you know, we owned the team from 1996 to 2000, and we sold the team to Mark Cuban, who's now broiled in a huge controversy with the LA or Las Vegas Sands people now,
right,
over contract issues. And the interesting thing back in that era was I couldn't even walk into a sports book. You know, the landscape has changed from that era to today, where everyone is embracing gambling and mostly online gambling. Every you know, sports league, the NBA, the NFL, NHL, Major League Baseball, FIFA, everybody is embracing it. And the interesting thing is that, you know, the whole landscape just in 30 years has completely changed, where everybody has an app now on their phone. And as you mentioned, the industry is growing rapidly, probably as fast as almost any industry in the United States.
Now, a couple things here. I'm a poker player, and I don't consider what I'm doing is gambling because, you know, I have some control at the table when I'm playing poker. But then we had online poker for a while that got shut down because there were shenanigans behind the scenes where apparently those involved in creating the online poker games were able to see the other person's cards. So that caused a ripple, but now it's coming back. I just returned from Vegas, where the World Series of Poker is underway, and everywhere I turn, there's opportunities, as you say, to bet on any sport you want, FIFA obviously being at the top at this point. Las Vegas folks accept that's the way life is. The rest of the country does not necessarily accept it that way, but as you said, they now can get an app on their phone, and no one knows if they're gambling or not.
Well, everybody has one. Really, the market from 20 to 45 or 50 years old Everybody has one. And the interesting thing about it is, you know, we're going to be partnering up with a big gambling platform. It will either be, you know, the FanDuels or the DraftKings, the Bet360s, you know, MGM. We're going to be partnering up. We're not going to seek a license to do this ourselves, but what we're going to do is we're going to feed into a partner, and we're also going to be heavily involved in thoroughbred racing, which has been one of my passions for a long time. And I've got, I think, the number one handicapper in the world in thoroughbred racing is a partner in John Stinton. So, you know, I just saw a great opportunity here. I love sports. And, you know, you hit it from the top of the show. You know, it's growing as fast as any industry, and it would be foolish not to try to get involved with it, provided, again, that everything is on the up and up.
Now, that's the key point. What oversight is involved in online gambling or sports book at any point? And every casino now has, if they can, in each state, a sports book operation.
Yes, but let me tell you what else is becoming huge. I mean, I'm talking about like a dominant position in the gambling world is going to be this futures market. You know, Kelce is in the middle of this, and this futures market now, I believe, is going to be.
You're talking about stock market. Okay, I want to make sure we're on the same page. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I think it's going to be a mini stock market for gambling and for predictions and for futures. And it's going to be a huge business that we're going to be in the middle of, because I think that business is going to blow up.
Well, futures has always been part of the stock market, but that was considered a gambling venture. Inside the stock market, you could bet on future prices, buy, sell, trade, and the buying the future for corn in September price that you expect it to be or not be. What would be the difference as you get into it with the pass-the-wire operation? Or others.
Well, you're going to be plugging into these networks. We've got a big following now, but I'm going to grow the following. We think we can get 500,000 to a million people following us. And once that occurs, we're going to be able to plug into all of these networks, and that's the game plan. And to be honest with you, sir, you know, as it relates to, you know, the futures business, there's going to be trading on futures like next year. How many games are the Dallas Cowboys going to win? All right. They're going to win. Some people think they're going to win 11 or 12 games, which is over the number. Mm-hmm. And some people think they're in a tough division. They're going to win 8 or 9. So they're going to make bets on that. And then that's going to be traded as the season goes. And the Cowboys go on a 4-game win streak at the beginning of the season. That all of a sudden the value of that trade is going to be more valuable.
And on sports betting, since you're talking about football, you can bet on the score for the first quarter, the half, how many touchdowns, who scores most. And, of course, you got the Fantasy Players League operation betting as well.
Yeah, and we're going to be involved in the fantasy in a big way, because I think that has really – helped save the viewership in football and grow it. Everybody has a fantasy football league. And I'll tell you one thing that we're going to be doing on the horse racing side, which I've wanted to do for a long time. We're now connected with all the top trainers, Bob Baffert, you know, all the way down through my partner. And we're going to syndicate yearlings at the Keeneland sale this September. And we're going to buy 4, 5, or 6, you know, yearlings, really good horses. And we're going to have a couple of good trainers. And we're going to get into the racing business from a syndication standpoint, which I think will also allow some of our players, you know, to own a piece of the rock.
All right. Now, before we don't have much time left, but how is this being controlled to make sure it's done legit, in a legit fashion? There's no scamming going on and games being thrown or horses being crippled up.
Well, we don't have anything to do with the teams. I don't own a team anymore. We don't have anything to do with the teams. We don't have anything to do with the refereeing. You know, and in the horse racing business, you know, we don't own all the horses, the jockeys, you know. So I think that the inherent risk in everything, you know, they're talking about now, you know, FIFA is rigged, that they want another rematch between France and Argentina. Well, I don't know whether that's right or wrong. But, you know, we're not going to be involved in any of that. Everything that we're going to do is going to be legitimate with everything, with the lawyers and everything, you know, packaged in the proper way. We're not going to break any rules on anything.
What do you tell people who are so against gambling, saying you're basically preying upon the weak and vulnerable and sucking up money they need for family?
Well, I'm going to tell you that the lottery has been doing that forever. The lottery is the biggest tax on poor people in the history of the world. That's my opinion. In the gambling business, you can either choose yes or no. You could pick either side, yes or no. And, you know, we're not going to hold a gun to anybody's head and say, you know, everyone has to gamble. What I'm telling you is the business is growing to a point where everybody is placing wagers on sports.
And you're betting on it. And you're betting on it.
Well, I'm betting that we're going to do it better than anybody else.
All right, Frank, I want to thank you. Frank Zaccanelli, obviously, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. I apologize if I'm not.
No, you got it.
Former Dallas Mavericks president, general manager, and minority owner, now partnering up with John Stetton on the group called Pass the Wire. I want to thank you for your time and giving folks a better understanding. And we may have to be back sometime to talk about how do you go about handicapping, because it is very interesting when they handicap a score on a game and it comes within right inside that line. It is amazing. But we'll do that another day.
All the analytics are out there. I mean, these lines in Vegas now are as tight as anything I've ever seen.
All right.
You know, everything's there. So
look forward to a future discussion. Thank you, Frank.
All right. Thank you, sir, for having us on.
Thank you. It is a fascinating world. And again, I don't consider poker gambling. Gambling to me would be the roulette wheel. That's gambling. And sometimes blackjack. But that's your decision if you're going to or not. The gamble for the state of Maine and the race to control the Senate is going to be our topic as we move forward.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-R, underlaw.com. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation. If they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington
takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold radiation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington.
This is News Talk STL.
She wants to dance like Uma Thurman, bury me till I confess. She wants to dance like Uma Thurman, and I can't get you out of my head.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Went toe-to-toe with one of the most entrenched political systems in the history of the world, and we won. We beat them on June 9th in overwhelming numbers. We did it the right way. We built a campaign. We engaged in electoral politics. We motivated people. We banded together. We did it the way that we were told we are supposed to make change. And we won. And now they are not going to let us have it.
They're not going to let me have it. And I won.
Not if it's me.
It ain't going to be Graham Platner.
And so we're suspending campaign operations. I want to make clear, though, I intend to file my paperwork to withdraw. The process needs to assure that what comes next is reflective of the Mainers who on June 9th turned out and showed that they are desperate for a different kind of politics. It needs to be driven not from back rooms, but by the will of the people.
Now, that is Graham Platner suspending his campaign. And as he said in that statement, he said, I plan to officially file paperwork. So what happens then? And why is this such a big issue? It is a big issue because it re-identifies what the Democrat Party is trying to do. They will do anything to get rid of Trump. They don't care how bad their candidate is. And they look what Mondami was able to do in New York and get an incumbent or two incumbent Congress members thrown out. And they were Democrats, but they weren't far enough left. They were not part of the pro-Hamas wing of the Democrat Party that now exists. And Platner, even though you've got Democrats constantly berating Trump, saying he's a Hitler, Platner had a Nazi tattoo on his chest or somewhere on his body for years. And then they later claimed, well, I didn't know what it was, so he was having it obscured, taken off, or remade in some fashion. And then the stories began to break out that he had sexually abused, to be more specific, raped not one, but several women. Now, those are allegations that have not been proven in court. But you get enough of those piling up, the Democrat leadership, the Democrat National Committee, and others are saying, do we put money into this campaign for this guy? And that's who he's chastising now. He's not blaming what happened to him on the Republicans. He's blaming on the Democrats. This is exactly the same playbook that Kamala Harris did, because they let Biden stay in too long instead of getting him out early. And then where the Biden campaign claimed that they were thrown out by the DNC, and where Hillary Clinton claims that she didn't claim, but Bernie Sanders had to be told, hey, the DNC is not going to give you money to run because we want Hillary to win. In other words, it is a racket inside the DNC. It's politics. And somebody will tell you it's not personal. Oh, it's personal. Anytime someone tells you it's not personal, it is personal. But Plattner thought, hey, I've got them smoothed over because they're going to love me. And in fact, Senator Elizabeth Warren had said, he's my kind of man. He's my kind of man, a powerful fighter. He did fight for our nation in a couple of combat zones. For that, I praise him. But that doesn't make him Senate material. And with his background, it doesn't make him much of anything I want to be around, period. But they were not going to worry about that as much. So what does happen? And how does it affect the Democrats' attempt to control the Senate, get control of it, I should point out? Because this is really the ground game the Republicans are watching. There are already candidates rushing in. I think his name is Shaw. It is Shaw. I can't recall. I believe it's Revive. I'm not sure of the first name. He was the former Maine Center for Disease Control and Prevention director who just lost the Democrat primary for governor. He's officially, as of this morning, throwing his name in to run in place of Plattner. He's already been doing interviews, calling on debates and so forth. But he's also copying exactly what you heard from Plattner. Establishment politicians have failed us to defeat Susan Collins. We need an outsider. I'm looking at a piece presented by Politico, talking about that Graham Plattner went down swinging, even if some of his political confidence urged him not to. They said you need in your statement to strike a, quote, conciliatory tone, announcing that you're terminating, in his words, suspending your Senate campaign. And in fact, that's according to two folks that were close to the team and knowledge of internal discussions, according to Politico. But Plattner bucked against their advice and made a condition of dropping out of the race that he get free rein to attack established Democrats and blame them for the end of his rapid political rise. That, shortly after 8 p.m. Wednesday last night, he released a defiant emotional social media video you were listening to, denying the allegations against him. Blasting the corporate media, the political establishment, for acting as judge, jury, and executioner. And he railed against Washington State Democrats for ripping the rug out from under him, and the National Democrat Committee as well. And just 3 days earlier, Politico had reported a woman who had accused him of sexually assaulting her in 2021. And she's come forward. She's identified herself. He said in the end, it's those in the power who have the power to do it are using these allegations as an excuse to take away all the things we need to run the campaign. And we would have won. But they're taking away our money. They would rather see Susan Collins win than me be the next senator. So he did an 11-minute video piece. We had a lot of it in our first hour and some in the beginning of this hour. And you just heard another clip of it. Apparently some of his aides urged him to focus on gratitude. But he didn't want to do that. He wanted to go on the attack. And even Chuck Schumer had to admit, prior to Plattner making that statement, Schumer admitted that, yeah, I think he needs to get out of the race. And so did Bernie Sanders, finally. Well, what happens next? CNN lays it out this way. The party is now in charge of nominating someone. As long as Plattner officially does file his withdrawal paperwork, with the Secretary of State's office to take his name off the ballot before Monday, next Monday, 5 o'clock Eastern Time. The Maine Democrat Party, the state of Maine Democrat Party, has until July 27 to nominate a replacement. Many Democrats, Maine Democrats of state, have approved a tentative plan to hold a nominating convention before the July 27th deadline. It'll be made up mostly of party officials inside Maine. But there'll be some 600 delegates, so there would need to be 500 as part of a nominating convention. A lot of these people yet to be selected. They don't know who it's actually going to be. State Democrat Party has not provided exact details and said the information will be coming soon. Pony Express, maybe. But they're going to move forward. I'd mentioned earlier that with Plattner in the race and everything against him that had been stacked up, the Susan Collins campaign, re-election campaign, was confident they're going to win. They're going to be better than ever. But now that he's dropping out, they're saying him dropping out actually could make her campaign tougher. A flash poll conducted by Plattner's own campaign, obtained by Politico, stated Plattner trailed Collins in that poll. He was behind her. Three likely Democrat candidates who lost their gubernatorial primary last month led or were statistically tied with her. That being one of the ones I was telling you about a moment ago. So is this going to be a plus or minus for Susan Collins? Likely it's going to be a plus. They're not going to unseat her, especially this late in the game. And if they can, as we said earlier, if they can find another flawed candidate, they'll throw that person, he, she, or transgender, whatever, up there as fast as they can and hope they can succeed with that one. But those who were rally around the Plattner flag is coming down. Coming up, focusing on tax dollars, your tax dollars going to the Taliban. Details from Tennessee Congressman Burchett.
Sean and Legend brought to our attention that at least $40 million per week, $40 million per week in taxpayer money is ending up in the hands of the Taliban and then is later being auctioned off. Cash is flown by charter jets into Afghanistan. It's auctioned off to the Taliban in order to exchange it for the Afghan currency.
That is your money going over to be auctioned off, and it's all going to the Taliban? That's now being exposed, and they're going to go into it deeper. Congressman Burchett has a No Tax Dollars for Terrorists Act. He introduced it in the House. It did pass the House. But there's going to be more breaking on that story. In the meantime, you also have another case of fraud. The Inspector General talks about how fraudsters have been gaming the system, but we're coming after you. Inspector General Anthony Desposito.
We are going to take an aggressive action, what we believe is probably the most aggressive action against foreign labor fraud by an inspector general this administration. We've already started to issue dozens of subpoenas. We are going to make sure that we track down every lead. We have whistleblowers talking about some of the biggest companies like Cognizant, who have been in chatter of issues with PERM and H-1B visas. And we are going to work side by side with the President and Vice President's Fraud Task Force to exhaust every lead.
So they're going after more fraudsters. I'm glad to hear that. And I would expect some of them to turn on each other, much like they're doing in the Democrat politics right now. Democrats turning on Democrats because some of them inside their tent are not really Democrats. They are so progressive, so far out there, they'd burn down your tent to get what they want. By the way, President Trump had made a statement about he was kind of glad or thought it was good that Plattner be out. When the President Trump had been asked about Plattner, he said, I just want to play for you what he said in light of what you said about the women accusing him of assault. And the president said, all those charges are very interesting. This was a Republican woman who came out with a charge. No one believed her. No one believed her, right? Well, the response now from the Democrats, Maine Secretary of State, saying Trump has no right to weigh in on our race. We will defeat him in November. The rats are still fighting. I want to share this email I got from listener Diane. She often has been listening for some time and telling me about her grandson, talking about he's just a fourth grader, but this past school year, they were studying the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights as a fourth grader. And they were being told that if you do not pass this testing and get at least 90%, you're going to have to take the fourth grade social studies class over again during the summer or the first quarter of the new school year. Well, her grandson passed with 99%, bragging on her grandson, what the grandparent has a right to do, believe me. But she sent me that regarding about Happy Independence Day, Larry. Bless you and your family. And sharing that story. And the girls in the family had made cookies for vets in nursing homes. And the boys of the family cleaned the headstones of those in the veteran cemeteries. Americans pushing America, land of the free. 250 plus years now. We'll be back here again tomorrow. Please join us. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.